what we're brought into this world with, it goes with our teachings to keep it, to not cut it from you, to not take it away and put it somewhere else. We keep it there until such a time that it has to be removed. Even then, there are certain ceremonies that you would need to partake in to depart of with your hair.
It's not just scissors and done.
It's not just scissors and throw in the trash. It's really a huge moment in a Native person's life.
This is Yaj Monen, and I'm Kyla Kathnadu. We're a podcast out of the Pokagon tribe in southwest Michigan and northern Indiana, and we're telling stories of our people reconnecting with culture, reviving traditions, and reclaiming their heritage. Yaj Monen means story in our language. So here's another. You can easily pick Brody Race out of a crowd. Not because he's dominating on the lacrosse field or because he's imitating Willie Nelson, but because of the long blonde ponytail that trails down his back.
I grew my hair long because mom had long hair, dad had long hair, so I wanted to be like them. Probably when I was 7 or 8 or so is when I started to learn that having that long hair is part of being Native. That's exactly the time where bullying and mean comments happen the most. I was teased often having long hair. I even asked mom, I was like, Mom, I gotta have this hair cut. I don't like being teased. And mom was like, no, you gotta be strong. You gotta be tough. So that was it. I was a go. I kept my long hair.
When Brody was 12, like many kids his age, he was not interested in proper hair care. His long hair tangled and matted down into a mess his mom couldn't revive. So out came the scissors. Brody's hair remained short for a year. Then he was eager to try again.
I was like, Mom, I can do it. I can grow my hair out again. And then at about 13, started growing it. I haven't cut it since.
Is that something you look back on now as a reminder of what not to do, and it helps keep you taking care of it?
I look back on that moment and that time in my life, and I say, if I don't take care of myself, I'm going to have to remove that hair again, remove that part of myself. I mean, I'm 22 years old now. Mom isn't going to tell me to cut my hair.
That's no. True.
Brody's focus turned to keeping his hair long and healthy. His classmates tested his resolve. Not understanding why a boy would want long hair, they teased.
What were some of those situations?
There was kids throwing stuff in your hair and putting things in there, messing with it when you don't want to mess with it. It's like a singularity that just pulls people to it, good and bad.
There's a lot of them touching it, messing with it.
Right, and that's not quite in line with our teachings, it being a sacred thing, part of us. It's should only be touched by family, loved ones, just really close people. It's an invasion of privacy in any culture, but even more so in Native culture. There's always being told, hey, you look at your girl. You look like a girl. You're like, no, I'm a boy. I'm just got long hair. Because I'm Indian. I'm like, no, you look like a girl. You shouldn't have long. Boys don't have long hair.
Just can't get that out of their heads.
Right, shows what they know. There were quite a few teachers that tried to help with the bullying, and they were... The teachers didn't quite know what to do because they weren't super familiar with this type of culture. Mm-hmm. So I would often be sent to the principal's office crying because of my long hair, and then mom come and be like, oh, talk with the principal. And then principal will say, oh, we got it. We'll make sure it doesn't happen again. And then it happens again. The bullying didn't end at first grade. It kept going, and it kept going well into middle school. If there was more awareness taught in schools or communities of youth that were non-native, they would be able to grasp this other culture and have a semblance of respect. In my teenage years, I totally learned to turn the other cheek and just not even care what they thought. I knew what I believed in. I knew that I loved my hair and that my family loved my hair and it was a part of me and that I needed to take care of me. I was...
Because you understood what it meant, whereas they didn't.
Yep. The long hair is a symbol of our wholeness as a person. Part of us, Creator gave it to us. That hair becomes part of you. So when people comment on your hair, say something about it, they're saying something about you. Around here, we often talk about walking in two worlds. There's that native life, and then there's that non-native life, where we go to school, we go to college, we go to work. Those aren't always that Indian community that we're used to and feel comfortable in. So along the line, that's tough to say. I don't want to say that you have to choose.
Maybe in some aspects of your life you do?
All throughout life you're presented with choices, and your hair length, your hairstyle, your way your fingernails look today, those are all little choices. Some of them are bigger choices. They're really important to who you are. Those choices are influenced by other people. Their words matter, and you need to take to heart the words that matter to you most. In the end, you need to think about you, yourself, and what you want. Eventually, when I made that choice, I learned to turn the other cheek. I was above the nasty, mean comments of my classmates.
Whose words were important to you?
The words that mattered most in my life were from family, close family, brothers, sisters, parents, aunties, uncles, grandma. Okay, so it's a big family, but their words mattered to me. The words of people in your life, the good, the bad, the ugly, those are all just suggestions. It's up to you in the end to really make that choice to decide who you are.
So can I ask a light question?
Yes, I love light questions.
What is your hair care routine?
Oh, okay. I shampoo, then I conditioner, and then I throw in leave-in conditioner, and then I brush for 10-15 minutes. If I'm lucky, it's only 10 or 15 minutes. Then I throw in a double hair tie at the very start of my ponytail because native hair is thick. It is real thick, and my hair will break through a single ponytail. It wants to be free and just... I would see people I respected, they would have long hair. They would keep it, they would maintain it, and I would say, wow, I want to be like him.
Did you look at those men as people you respected and just thought, I want to be like them, and here's another way I can be?
Yeah, that's exactly it. I would keep my long hair like them, and that's a gateway to almost being more like them. You see them drumming and singing and dancing at the powwows, and you see the culture that they bring as a more experienced person. You want to be like who you respect. A lot of my heroes had long hair. Kid Rock, Goku from Dragon Ball Z. I had a lot of heroes with long hair. Willie Nelson. I didn't save the world from bad guys or sing at concerts, but I had the long hair like them. Maybe one day I could.
you think you could be that for the next generation of young Bookhagen boys?
I would love to be a role model to the next generation. That is even a part of why I still keep my hair long. Sometimes when I'm brushing my hair and it's knotted up and I'm like, oof, man, I needed to use more conditioner today. I keep it long for a reason. That reason is to really be who I am. I am Brody with long hair. I'm long-haired native Brody. And I can't quite change that.
Staff of our tribal government have heard and experienced stories like Brody's, so we're doing something about it. This August 20th, we're hosting Boys with Braids, a night of empowering and supporting our boys with long hair and educating the people around them. Rhonda Purcell, our language coordinator, set this event in motion after speaking with other parents who, like her, have watched their children experience the same bullying and ignorant comments as Brody.
So have other people asked you questions about your long hair?
Yeah.
That's Devin, Rhonda's 7-year-old son. His hair is woven into a braid, a dark shade of brown, but with shimmers of red. Really beautiful. He's been growing it since he was 5.
What'd they think about it? They think it was different? They think it was cool?
Yeah, it was different.
Yeah. Different cool or different weird?
Different weird. Then I get used to being calling a girl. Everyone calls me a girl.
But what does mom and dad say?
That you're not a girl.
Yeah. And does it matter what other people think? No, it doesn't. It matters what you think. Right? Mm-hmm. Braid is just a symbolism for the connectiveness between your mind, your body, and your spirit. And when you braid it, those things all come together as one. It's also a representation of the past, the present, and the future, and how we're all intertwined. And it's also a reminder that there's that connection between us and the Creator, us and Mother Earth. So, just, it's like a daily reminder. When you're braiding that, you're thinking about that connection. And so with the Boys with Braids event, Rhonda, how do you hope to change the perception about Boys with Braids? Just to make it more of a normalcy and to educate other parents on how to handle uncomfortable situations. And then educate schools that it's another extension of bullying. You know, just awareness that, you know, this is normal for us and it should be treated with respect.
I think this Boys with Braids thing would be pretty spot on movement to get that awareness out there.
Thanks again to Bobby Lynn for creating our theme song and the rest of the music in this episode. Get ready for some more brand new tunes next time. This podcast is produced by myself and Paige Risser, edited by me, and made possible by the Pokagon Band of Potawatomi Indians. Thanks for listening. Watch out for our next episode, coming next month. Until then, Bama Pi, be with you again.